So we're live at EXT. We've got Dust Bowl Fairies here with me. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Ryder and Jen are going to talk with me for a little bit, and then we'll have the band play a few songs here today. Dust Bowl Fairies. Tell me about this name.
Oh, this is a name that we came up with just hanging out with friends one night. I think I got around to saying I was a fairy, and then somebody else got around to saying that if I was a fairy, I must be a Dust Bowl fairy, not a forest sprite. Picture tumbleweeds, I guess. Yeah.
We're a little bit of a ragtag bunch, I think. We pull it together nicely.
Well, how did you guys get the ragtag bunch together?
Well, it started out actually as a trio with another musician, Sarah Ayers, who is not playing with us anymore. But we had a couple of great years with her. And then somehow magically, as Sarah was getting ready to leave the group, Jen and Joanne just sort of appeared. Actually, Jen showed up at the Helsinki open mic that I host on a Tuesday night. We'd met a couple times. She's been to some shows. But she showed up at the open mic, and I asked her if she would want to come try playing some songs together.
Yeah. At that time, Karen and I were both living in Greene County. We had known each other through mutual friends, too. And so I just came to throw a little support. I knew Ryder supports a lot of local musicians and encourages folks to come out and show their stuff. And I wasn't there to play, but I wanted to show some love that night. And she recognized me and said, "Aren't you a musician? Are you going to play tonight?" And I said, "Well, I wasn't planning on it. I had to work very late, so I wasn't there in time to sign up or anything. I didn't think it was really cool to just roll in and try to get on." You know, very much like kids do. She said, "Well, then do you want to just come over to my house and play sometime?" So I said, "Yes." That was about a little over a year ago.
And how would you all describe the sound that you make, the music that comes out when you all start playing?
I always think of it as gothic folk or like dark folk music. Well, the songs we're playing tonight are on a six-string tenor ukulele, but I often play the accordion. My teacher was a klezmer player, so there's some roots in like gypsy music and klezmer music. My grandma was also an accordion player and a pianist. There's like some old-timey influence and
the history there. Yeah. A couple of our musicians that we play with quite a bit, Luis and Melora, they said regarding the guitar, they were saying the electric guitar usually kind of grates on them a little bit. But the way that I do it is much more like classical guitar, and having been versed in Spanish classical guitar and studying guitar in Spain, flamenco style and stuff like that. So they said, "Well, we don't mind the way you do it because it's very much like classical instrument." So there's kind of that vibe. But it definitely takes that dark twist when you plug it all in.
So is it the music that sort of does the dark twist, or do you think the lyrics, or?
I think it's the people behind the music that it originates.
That fairy magic takes us down that road.
It originates with us, in our Dust Bowl.
Ryder's a visual artist, too, so a lot of the dreamscape that she creates, we can reference that. I'm a very visual person, so when I talk about music, I describe visual imagery, and it's when you see her artwork, it sort of tells you how to play, I guess, too.
And I wondered, actually, how your performance would translate here in the studio, because it does rely quite a bit on visual.
Yeah,
right?
I always kind of think of us as an art band, really. It's very theatrical, and it doesn't always fully translate on radio. So anybody who's listening, you'll just have to come to a show sometime, because we dress up and we have projections.
And the live show is something else altogether.
Yeah, we actually, the star of the band didn't come today, but her name's Hazel, and she's a taxidermy ram.
She struggles to be heard on the radio.
She does struggle to be heard. We all kind of like channel her a little bit. So she performs in the band as well.
We're live at EXT, Local 518, Dust Bowl Fairies here. You just put out your debut record too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say about Seasick Moon that you're about to play?
Seasick Moon is kind of a personal narrative. It's, I guess, picture carnival and performers, and they're sort of on the road, and just all the different characters who might be in a carnival or a traveling circus.
Live at EXT, Dust Bowl Fairies.
Dreamed. There's nothing of the world where we can land like seasick ships. ships. As soon as I found to that which I'm bound, I promise to bear my soul unto thee. Horse drawn carriages, reversing terrors, and corridors narrow behold. So salty a swoon and bowing I croon under the seasick moon. Crystals of useful and wishes, oh master, oh missus, remember your young of wilderness spun. Now you're the carnival tailor, hidden in sheets well stitched without any hitches. The show's on the road, there's no time for guessing, may as well just in the entrails left. The scene's almost over, but don't be afraid, I'm only a circus mermaid. A sideshow actor runs to her trailer as soon as the curtains close. The curtains close. Discovered, we hover as if we were lovers. The show's almost over, don't go. I'm just a mermaid singing away under the seasick moon. Under the moon.
Thank you.
want you today, tonight and tomorrow. A scare from your breast has swept through my hollow. I hold the shape of your heart in my talons and breathe feral breaths in your dawning.
We're live at EXT, Dust Bowl Fairies performing the song Hazel, named after your sheep, your ram?
Yes, it is, actually. It's a love song between Hazel, a taxidermy ram who's in the band, and also an imaginary dragon. This is their love song.
It's a really neat song. I love that, whatever Karen's using on the pedal there.
She plays ebow. Well, she's discovered this thing she can do with the ebow that sounds kind of like... To me, it sounds like a whale.
It makes, an eerie whale song, whistle tone.
How can folks find you guys online? Where's the best place for them to go?
Well, we're expanding our digital presence, I guess, but the website is probably the best for, accessing the music, for sure.
Just dustbowlfairies.com. We also have a SoundCloud and a Bandcamp if you want to listen to the album, Facebook. It's all just... Dust Bowl Fairies.
You'll see how we're connected if you go visit one of our pages or two.
Folks can find a way to buy your record that way if they're not able to see you at a show.
Definitely.
Yes.
We're live at EXT with Dust Bowl Fairies. Before we have you go, though, could you tell me everybody who's in the band and what they're doing?
Sure. Well, Ryder Cooley is our band leader, so she's playing accordion and singing saw and ukulele. We left the accordion and the saw home today, but the ukulele was featured in these tunes of the day.
And Jen Dubois on the other disembodied voice, playing electric guitar and vocals. And then we have...
Karen Cole that you mentioned, playing the lap steel.
The lap steel. And Joanne Stevelos on drums, percussion. Chad Javier is playing bass.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you guys. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
so
us.
Much.
Dust Bowl Fairies is their name, and we're going to have you wrap up with Lady of Grays.
Oh, no, Graves.
Graves.
Yeah. She lives in a cemetery, and she sings songs to the spirits of dead animals.
Awesome.
She has a graveyard restaurant that you can go to for dinner or lunch. We all said we haven't had lunch yet, so.
Sounds good.
We're ready for that.
All right.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the graveyard restaurant.
She's quite the hostess, really.
Live at EXT, Dust Bowl Fairies.
Oh, cause of extinction is yet unknown. I got a dissection table and a slew-bound throne. You can open the casket
Local 518 on 97.7 EXT.